Ah, the age-old philosophical adage that's kept scholars, philosophers, and university students on caffeine binges for decades. If the universe is deterministic, can I just stop trying? Subtext, can I use the universe as an excuse to be a couch potato? Quote, so, for the unextraterrestrials among us, determinism is the theory that everything in the universe, every single action, reaction, and celebrity Twitter meltdown, is preordained. It postulates that each event is the inevitable consequence of preceding occurrences governed by immutable laws of nature or fate, either divinely or scientifically underwritten. So, if determinism is true, why not just kick back, pop a cold one, and let the cosmic tides carry us to our richly predestined fates of being stuck in traffic for 2 hours, or watching our favorite teams choke in the playoffs? Yet again? Because, my dear cosmic castaways, the fatal flavored fruit juice known as determinism might not be the be-all and all excuse for life's idiosyncrasies we hoped for. First off, let's completely ignore the howling paradox that the very act of questioning determinism goes against the deterministic model. If everything is preordained, wouldn't your existential crisis also be a part of the plot? Intriguing? Infuriating? Let's chat after the next paragraph. Even if we're all just bits in an intergalactic algorithm, the pesky thing about reality is that it's essentially indistinguishable from a universe that isn't deterministic. It's like having a life-size duplicate of your boss, both equally annoying, both equally likely to ruin your Saturday with last-minute work. Regardless of whether your failings were determined by cosmic dust or your own ineptitude, you still have to live with them. How's that for the universe's cosmic spitball? But wait, you might plead desperately. If it's all pre-programmed, why bother doing anything at all? Well, because that's like saying, if I'm going to die anyway, why breathe? The universe grins mischievously, puffing on its metaphysical cigar, ready for the punchline. Because, my dear terrestrial inhabitant, you still gotta. Doesn't seem too unfair, right? You have to play the piano to be a pianist. You have to run to win a race. You must Google to avoid looking like an idiot in a conversation about determinism. So, you must try, you must act, you must keep going, because that's the rule of the game. Deterministic or otherwise, ever think that maybe the universe is plugging away at its 9-to-5 job, punching in codes and formulas to keep us on our deterministic tracks? Blocking our slack or attempts to dodge our lives? Nice try, human number 7.89 billion, but you're going to work today, deterministic or not. Quote, there you have it, the universe isn't some big magic 8-ball dictating our actions from an ethereal desk. It's more like that boss who keeps piling work on you, whether you subscribe to determinism or not. Does evidence suggest the universe is deterministic? Somewhat. Can we stop trying, then? Nope. In conclusion, whether you're team determinism or team free will, it seems the cosmic joke's on us. We're stuck trying, achieving, failing, and adulting regardless. Lines are being drawn, and it seems you're damned if you do, doomed if you don't. Should you stop trying? Absolutely not. Does this whole determinism thing make a lot more sense now? No? Well, that's probably predestined, too.